provides timely, exciting, and helpful information. Listen 24/7 to financial news and talk from the Astor Broadcast Group on AM 1450.
This program does not necessarily express the views of the Astor Broadcast Group, its management, or advertisers.
Savvy Women Wealth Management is an SEC-registered investment advisor, offering advisory services to clients who have engaged us in jurisdictions where we are properly licensed or exempt from licensure.
Welcome to today's Savvy Women Show with certified financial planner Catherine Magana and me, Steve Wolf. We're from Savvy Women Wealth Management, where our purpose is to entertain, enlighten, educate, and energize women into being knowledgeable investors. And guys, we know a lot of you are listening too, and we love it. Well, today I'm going to be doing the show solo because unfortunately, Catherine's father ended up in the hospital in Corona last night, and apparently he's got pneumonia and maybe some heart complications. So Catherine is there with him today. And I know everyone listening knows what it's like to have parents who are sick and needing help. And I'm sure that Catherine would really appreciate it if you want to send her a note via email. You can do that by writing Catherine@SavvyUp.com. That's Catherine with a C at SavvyUp.com. C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Savvy is S-A-V-V-Y-U-P.com. So as for today's show, I'm really excited to be interviewing three wonderful people. First of all, we have Ann Liu, Manager, Regional Outreach, North Coastal County for the San Diego Foundation. Ann's instrumental in helping the Carlsbad Charitable Foundation function efficiently. And a lot of people don't even know that Carlsbad has a charitable foundation. So I'm really excited to expose the foundation to more people. We also have a brother and sister team whose specialty will absolutely fascinate anyone who has an interest in golf. When I visited their business, I really was blown away by what they do. So they'll be talking with us later on in the show. But for now, let's have a discussion with Ann Liu. Ann, what I really want you to do is kind of explain exactly what your title is, what your duties are, and kind of a little bit about the Carlsbad Charitable Foundation.
And my job is basically to support the boards and committees of the two foundations in their goals to make Carlsbad and Oceanside a better place to live and play and work.
And how do they do that exactly?
So the Carlsbad Charitable Foundation and the Oceanside Charitable Foundation are affiliates of the San Diego Foundation. So the San Diego Foundation acts as the parent company that does fundraising and where donors can deposit funds at their foundation in order to support charitable causes in the community. And the Carlsbad and Oceanside Chambers basically contribute $1,000 of their money into the foundation. And they also get to vote on what the charitable causes are that they're passionate about and like to support in the community.
Well, I know that Catherine and I kind of found out about you guys by accident about, what was it, a year and a half or 2 years ago now. And we decided to actually join the charitable, the Carlsbad Charitable Foundation, which again, I think was $1,000. And one of the reasons we decided to join it is because we felt that you guys were doing a nice job for doing some things with Carlsbad that no one else was doing. For example, I don't know how many people have seen the tigers on the side of one of the walls on Carlsbad. Was it Carlsbad Boulevard?
Yes, it's at the Witch Creek Winery, and it's the tigers with the rainbow-colored paint dropping on them, and that is one of the projects that was funded by the Carlsbad Charitable Foundation back in 2013. And it's a great way for the community to get involved in the arts. It's a great way for the Carlsbad Charitable Foundation members to support arts and culture in the community.
Well, I know we liked it so well, especially Catherine. It's too bad she's not here right now because she's part of the grants committee, as am I, but she's gone a little bit further than that.
Yes, I really appreciate your and Catherine's participation in the grants committee since you guys have joined. Not only have you contributed financially, but you guys are also giving of your time, and you are very passionate committee members, and Catherine has really enjoyed her time on the grants committee, and she's even taken on more responsibility She will be accepting, or she has actually accepted the role of the vice chair. That means that next year she'll be the chair of the grants committee, who oversees members who are actively participating at the foundation in vetting all the grant applications that we receive every year to get awarded the grant monies that are raised by the foundation members.
So tell us some, maybe one or two or three of the people or the organizations that have been awarded these grants, and what are they doing?
So since its inception, the Carlsbad Charitable Foundation has raised over $1 million, and half of which has gone back into the community in terms of grants. We've given over $535,000 in grants to more than 28 organizations, in the community, helping more than 28,000 individuals, and some of them more than once if they've been in the organizations that have needed help in various sorts of ways in terms of health and human services, in educational programs. And then the other half of the membership contribution goes into an endowment fund. And at this time, as of September 31st, there's been more than $541,000 that's at the endowment.
And what will that money be for? What's the purpose of that?
The endowment is basically to grow into perpetuity, to serve the Carlsbad community. Our hope is that we want to raise to a $10 million foundation or $10 million endowment account, so that we expect to make $500,000 in grants just from the earnings alone of the endowment.
So some of the things that have gone on, I know the painting on the sides of buildings, if you see that around Carlsbad, that happened because of the Charitable Foundation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what are some of the other things that have happened?
Well, like I said, we've made grants to various causes and charitable organizations in the community.
Such as?
Such as the Agua Hedionda Lagoon Foundation, the Carlsbad Music Festival, Community Resource Center, just to name a few. And like I mentioned earlier, we've given over $535,000 back into the community.
Well, I think that's really terrific. What would you say is the average dollar amount that's granted to these groups? Any idea?
Anywhere between $5,000 up to $20,000.
Right. And I know I was on the committee to try to figure out which groups we're going to give the money to. And it's not easy because there are so many groups that are really worthy.
Absolutely. So the grant, I don't know if we have enough time during this segment to talk about the whole competitive grants making process. But so what we do is every year the grants committee and the board decides on a focus area and the eligibility requirements for each year's grant process. And this year we are funding projects that support the great outdoors, around the theme of the great outdoors. And so far we've had 29 letters of intents that have been received, and the grants committee has gone through the process of reviewing them. And in December, they will be having a very important discussion about which organizations will be asked to submit a full proposal.
So if people want to get involved with the organization or want to donate, where should they go?
They can look us up on the website. They could, just do a Google search on Carlsbad Charitable Foundation, or look for the Community Foundation at the SanDiegoFoundation.org website.
Okay. And one other thing, I know that that you have apparently a lot of artistic ability yourself, and you said you're a closet potterer.
Well, I'm a closet potter, but I also say I'm a beginning potter. I make pottery in the wheel, and I really enjoy that. And it's been great experience doing that, because coming here to Southern California, succulents is, really popular in this area. And so I've been making pottery and using those as vessels for my succulents.
Well, we wish you well with that. And I really want to thank you for being on our show today.
Well, thank you very much, Steve, for having me. And again, if anyone's interested in finding out more information about the Carlsbad Charitable Foundation, just look us up on the website, carlsbadcharitablefoundation.org.
Okay, thanks, Ann. Before we take a quick break, I want to remind you of our Savvy Women Show hotline number, 760-692-5700. If you need some help with your investments or you want a second opinion on your current portfolio, please call us at 760-692-5700. As a matter of fact, Catherine has agreed to offer a financial plan for half price for the first 10 people, man or woman, who call our Savvy Women hotline number between now and December 23rd and say, I want Catherine's Savvy Up financial plan. Most people don't even think about giving a financial plan as a Christmas gift, but it's really something you can give to a loved one or even to yourself and your spouse. And what a great and practical gift to give to someone. It's something that can truly change your life. So call us at 760-692-5700 and say, I want Catherine's Savvy Up financial plan. So stay tuned to the Savvy Women Show, because when we get back from the commercial break, we have a special treat for all you golfers out there. We'll be interviewing Monica and August Slivnik of BOS Golf, and they've got a company that does some amazing things with your golf clubs. So stay with us and savvy up.
Hi there, my name is Laura McGee. I'm a mediator and a divorce coach. One of the aspects of my work is helping women rebuild their lives after divorce. So listen up, ladies. Some of you are really good at investing and handling financial matters. Others, well, maybe not so good. It doesn't really matter. Savvy Women Wealth Management wants you. Do you want to have fun while learning? Do you want to be in control of your finances, more educated, empowered, and confident? Then you need to be part of the Savvy Women Club. Never heard of the Savvy Women Club? Well, that's okay. That's why I'm here. I'm letting you in on a little secret. We're not the same as the guys. How we feel about money and investing, who we want to work with, sets us apart. The club takes place in a really cool, non-threatening, fun atmosphere. So I want you to check out their upcoming events at savvyup.com or call 760-692-5700 and ask about becoming a Savvy Women Club member. That's savvyup.com or 760-692-5700. So go ahead, ladies. Take charge of your life and savvy up.
You're a successful woman. You have a great job. Perhaps you're married. You're probably putting money into a retirement plan like a 401k or IRA. You have an investment
account
that you have on autopilot. Your monthly statements pile up in the corner and get put into a computer file never to be seen again, except maybe around tax time. If this describes you, then it's time to take a second look at what's going on with your investments. Bring that pile of stuff that includes your investment statements, your retirement plan info, your tax returns, and the rest of your financial information, and let us at Savvy Women Wealth Management take a second look at it. With a certified financial planner and many years of experience under our belts, we can take an objective look at how you're situated as far as your financial goals are concerned. We know that all of us spend hours and hours planning our vacations. Let's take as much time to plan our future wealth. Look us up at savvyup.com. That's savvyup.com. Or give us a call at 760-692-5700 and set up a 30-minute consultation. Savvy Up!
Welcome back to the Savvy Women Show with me, Steve Wolf of Savvy Women Wealth Management. And I can tell you I'm missing my partner right now, certified financial planner Catherine Magana, as she's tending to her father who is ill. But as they say in showbiz, the show must go on. I can't tell you how excited I am to have our next guests, Monica and August Slivnik from BOS Golf, on the show today. We always like getting successful people on our show, and Monica and August have a family business that specializes in custom finishing golf putters and irons and colorizing woods and hybrids. And welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you're welcome. Last week, I stopped into their business, which is in San Marcos, just up the road from us in Carlsbad. And I'm telling you, I was like a kid in a candy shop. I'm an avid golfer and never realized that I could have my clubs refinished in such a cool way. So first, tell us exactly what your company does.
Well, mainly what our company does is we want to create a club specifically for that person. So if he wants a special color, a sight line, or whatever, basically whatever he wants to make him play better, that's what we want, him or her.
But as far as I know, though, you do a lot of plating and you do refinishing.
Yes, we do.
Okay. And how do you do that?
So basically, a customer will either call in and have questions about restoration questions. If they have a family heirloom, as such as today, a woman called in, said that she had been passed down a golf club from her father and she wanted to restore it. So she's actually going to be coming into our shop this afternoon to actually meet with August and see what kind of recommendations he can give to restore it back to its luster.
So that's basically what you do. You can take some, well, two things. First, you can take some older clubs, refinish them, they look like new, correct?
Correct.
Okay, but you also have another business besides BOS Golf called Black Oxide.
Correct.
Tell us what that business is about.
Basically, what Black Oxide Service does, it will colorize your club or material into a black, a brown, an antique brown, and shades from there, depending on the material surface and substrate.
But for the most part, the Black Oxide Company, Black Oxide Service, deals mainly with the commercial industrial sector, such as solar turbines, large companies, and it can basically involve aerospace, medical, sports, recreational, all types of parts.
So would you say Black Oxide is more dealing with corporations and BOS Golf is more with individuals?
That is correct.
Okay. Yes. So when I was in your shop, I saw different colors as far as the irons are concerned. There seemed like there was gold and copper and the black oxide and all sorts of stuff, right? So you do a lot of colors.
We do.
The golds that we do, there's also some blues that we also do. Those are dependent completely upon the type of material. For stainless steel, it's one color. For carbon steel, it's a different color. So those are things that we've kind of pioneered over the past few years and come out with ways just to give the customer more options.
So I'm going to go back and forth a little bit, but you guys do work on your commercial end with some of the golf companies, or at least you have in the past, is that correct?
Very much so.
And tell us a little bit about that. One of you.
Yeah, but we actually started working with the golf industry way back with Ray Cook, when Ray Cook first moved out here from Texas. And they were looking for a manufacturing facility that would actually do their clubs. They couldn't find anybody. And my father, who originally started the business, said, yeah, we'll take it on. And so we did.
Who is Ray Cook?
Ray Cook is a golf club manufacturer.
Okay.
This is going back 20 plus years. So we're kind of dating ourselves a little bit. From there, we started doing work with Callaway, especially in the black oxide field. From there, we jumped to the Acushnet Group, which is prominently Titleist. And actually from there and currently right now, we're doing a lot of work with TaylorMade.
Okay, so you actually finish their clubs, is that?
We actually come up with different finishes and or let's say they have a tour player that wants a specific finish, a black oxide or something like that. They don't have the resources to do that, so they'll send over their driver and bring a club over and we actually do that for them.
Okay, so you actually have current tour players who are your customers, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and have you always done that?
Yes.
Is that a big part of your business?
No, it's not a huge part of our business. We like to focus more on the individual person. We firmly believe that that person is what keeps the golf industry alive versus the tour player, which they're great, but it's a small percentage compared to the average person that's out there.
So are they a little bit more picky than the average guy out there?
They can be, but we have some individual people that are much more pickier than they are.
Oh, really? So do you have any quick stories about, how someone is so picky that it kind of drives you up the wall?
That's Monica's department.
Well, part of it would be maybe that they're not really certain what kind of finish they're wanting to have done. So they'll send it in, have us do exactly what they filled out on an order form. And then when they get it back, they're like, well, I'm not really digging this finish. Can I have something else? So of course we accommodate them. And the main goal here is that we want the customer to be happy and we want them to enjoy the finish and show it off and, just have a great time with it and have it to be a conversational piece on the golf course. So the end result is they're happy with it.
Real quickly, tell me what your website is. So people, because I actually want people, if they're listening, to go to your website right now and take a look at what you guys do, because unfortunately this is only audio, it's not video, and they can't see what I've already seen. So what's the website?
The website address is bosgolf.com. And you will be able to view the gallery and different examples of finishes, and the prices are on there based on what finishes and options you pick. So if you don't understand something, you're welcome to call in our office, and we take the time to speak to everyone individually and help them out.
The other thing that we do that we don't actually put on the website is we do offer certain things that most individuals won't ask for. Be it a sound slot or be it a specific type of finish, we do those types of things as well. And for example, what's getting big right now is adjustable weighting. or just waiting the club. Because let's say you have an old putter that is that was great back then, but now that as we're older, we need something a little bit heavier. They're out of luck typically with most places. With us, you can bring, you can send it in, and we can actually make it heavier for you, so it's a little bit easier to putt with.
So for those of you just tuning in, we're talking with August and Monica Slivnik of BOS Golf, who do some magical things with your irons and your woods and your hybrids. Now, the hybrids is kind of a newer category for you guys, correct?
Very much so, yes.
And when did you start getting into that?
I believe we started about a year and a half ago, just basically from the concern that clients also wanted to customize their woods and hybrids. They just didn't have that option. And being that we were able to do work the magic on their irons and their putters, they just started asking for it. So basically it came through customer requests for us to start doing that as well.
Right. Now, going back to what you're saying, August, about waiting, why don't you explain to people what that is?
Well, typically there's a magic formula, so to speak, where a club works perfectly. A shaft has what people call a kick. And if you have too heavy of a club, that putter will actually kick that ball out further. Just so if you have a lighter club, it doesn't have any kick at all. So you're kind of fighting what your body wants to do versus what the club wants to do versus what the shaft wants to do, and putting all that together allows you to actually have something that actually works with you rather than against you.
I think what I need is a designated golfer.
We all need that.
I just had actually what we call our first WWM financial turkey shoot over the weekend, and I firmly came in somewhere in the middle of the pack.
Well, that's better than the back of the pack.
That's true. I won't tell you about the trophy we gave to that guy. But, you know, we love having local people on who are entrepreneurs and mm-hmm. who have successful businesses, but it's not too often that we get a sister-brother team on the show who have partnered in business. And usually they're too entrenched in bickering to ever be in business together. I'm sure you guys never do that.
Of course not.
So tell us how it came to pass that the two of you were in the golf business together.
Well, my father started the company back in 1979, and through a lot of hard work from the family, he brought us all in at a very young age, and my father never turns anything down. People want something done, he finds a way of getting it done. So the golf industry kind of found him.
Well, he had a machine shop, is that correct?
That's correct. And that's actually where I started. I started, like every other apprentice back then, I started by sweeping floors and then working my way up from there and learned how to run the machines and then learned how to program the machines.
And now you get to sweep the machines, right?
Now I get to clean the machines now.
That's when he misbehaves.
Because you make him do that.
Well, she thinks she can.
I got to pull some weight around here.
All right. But so he had a machine shop.
Very much, yes.
And kind of tell that story real quickly.
Go ahead.
Well, basically, my father started the company in 79, and it was out of basically our garage. He built us, well, actually, all of the children and my dad actually built the storage garage, which we housed the machinery, and he started machining parts for local companies, and then in about a year, we outgrew that and we moved into our first industrial building. And then about a year and a half later, we moved into the second one where we're at now. And he basically went around to various vendors looking for machining work, and he kind of just grew the company. And then he found a need for plating, and he didn't want to have to drive so far up to the Los Angeles area. So he says, well, I can do that too.
Well, hold on a second about him driving up there. That was me driving up there.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we're gonna take a little break. I want to go into that a little bit more because I know you said your father was from another country, and with all the immigration issues that are going on today, I think it's a little bit of an interesting story. So stay with us through the break, and we'll continue our conversation with Monica Slivnik and August Slivnik of BOS Golf. Stay tuned and savvy up.
Remember 1999? I do. I'm Catherine Magana from Savvy Woman Wealth Management. That was the year I started in the financial advice business. Let's see if you can guess when my partner, Steve Wolf, started.
Seems like yesterday, Catherine. The song was Venus, sung by Bananarama in 1986. We've gotten to know a lot of people over the years. Many of them have become clients and friends. We've gotten to know a lot of couples and tons of women.
That's right. And it's our job to know as much as we can about them in order to properly construct their financial plans. In many cases, we learn many intimate details about their lives.
It's been interesting to see the dynamics, especially between couples. Oftentimes, it's the woman who takes care of the bank book, but it's the man who makes all the investment decisions. And the wife tells us that that's okay because he is going to take care of things.
In all fairness, most of the husbands did a good job. But the problem is that women generally outlive the men. Plus, there's the potential for divorce, which could leave a woman on her own. We want her to be comfortable with investing. That's why we developed our Savvy Woman Invest on Purpose workshop. It's a place where women can get comfortable with investing in a fun, friendly environment.
You can sign up at SavvyUp.com or call us at 760-692-5700. And please understand this first workshop is not an Investment 101 seminar. So sign up at SavvyUp.com.
No more than 10 women per workshop. So sign up now at SavvyUp.com or 760-692-5700 for the next Savvy Woman Invest on Purpose event. We know you're going to love it and really have fun. That's SavvyUp.com or 760-692-5700.
And you know, a lot of husbands are thrilled their wives are getting educated about investing. So whether you're married, widowed, or divorced, this is a great place to get started. We want you to get savvy, and while you're at it, really have a good time.
Savvy Up. It's always
a good time. Welcome back to the Savvy Women Show with certified financial planner Catherine Magana and me, Steve Wolf, of Savvy Women Wealth Management. And even though Catherine couldn't be with us today, she and her dad are definitely in my thoughts and prayers. But before we get back to the Slivniks, we have some business that we need to take care of, and that is we need to read a disclaimer as we do every week. So what we want, and the reason, by the way, the reason we have to do this disclaimer is because we have attorneys, and the attorneys are advising us that we have to do this, so we do, but we've tried to make it fun. So the idea is you are going to read the disclaimer as quickly as you possibly can, but people still have to be able to understand you. So, you know, like those drug commercials that you see at the end?
There's no way I can read it that fast.
Well, Monica, the bogey to beat here, is, since you know golf terms, is 26 seconds.
Oh,
and that was done last week. So whenever,
now the pressure's on.
The pressure's on. Whenever you're ready, go for it.
Okay, the opinions expressed in this program are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee or for future results. Any indices referred to or comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from your licensed professional.
Okay, well.
Well, I totally bombed that one.
42 seconds. You only missed by 16 seconds. But you came close.
Tongue-tied.
I'm sure that was fun. Anyway, all right, so I want to get back to talking about real quickly about your dad, because I know your dad was an immigrant here.
Yes.
And it's an interesting story because, you know, with all the stuff that's going on right now with the immigration policy, I'm thinking that here's someone who came with probably nothing mm-hmm. and built up a business. So tell us a little bit about where he came from and about that story.
Well, not to make it really long, but basically he grew up in Yugoslavia, and during World War II, he was freed by the White Russians, him and his family, and they went on a march and ended up in Italy. They boarded a steamer ship, not knowing where they were going to end up, and they ended up down in South America, in Argentina. So he actually grew up down in South America, where he eventually met my mom. I had to get that one right.
As opposed to some other woman.
Yes, exactly. You never know. And they tried for many years to actually emigrate here to the United States. And as you talk about immigration, they actually did it legally. So they waited their turn, and they finally got approved, and they boarded another ship and ended up landing here in San Diego with about, I don't know what,
$2 in their pocket.
Yeah. So
they did have my father's uncle did help petition for them to come to the United States, and he was their sponsor. And so when they did arrive here, they did stay with him for about 3 months. But during that time, my dad looked for all types of work and did anything from asphalt paving to roofing to tree trimming to whatever you could find your hands on for work. And he just worked really hard and had numerous jobs and built up what he has today for his family.
And then built up the machine shop. The shop was an interesting thing because he actually had a really good job with the company, and he wanted to show the children that America is so great that you can actually start it with nothing and build an empire, so to speak. And that's exactly what he did. He actually borrowed a little bit of money from some friends at a ridiculously high interest rate. But he did, and got his first machines. And
sounds like the credit card companies.
Yeah, these guys made the credit card companies look good. So that's exactly what he did. And then he started looking for work and slowly built up the business from there. He just wanted to show that hard work and determination, in this country, nothing will stop you if you have those two things.
Is your dad still alive, or is he gone?
No, he has since passed.
Okay, so the two of you took over this business and continued to work. Now, it's interesting because when I went in there, I did see a basketball that was signed by Penny Hardaway.
That is correct.
So you not only have pro golfers.
We have celebrities.
You have other celebrities. Care to name any of these people?
Well, can we?
Sure.
That's up to you.
Well, we've had football players, Derek Anderson, Penny. We've had...
Well, we've done stuff for Michael as well.
Yeah, Michael Jordan. And mm-hmm. we just so many of them that it's just comes to pass where they...
How do they know about you guys?
Our advertisement has been strictly word of mouth. I firmly believe that's really, really important. You can advertise and spend a ton of money on advertisements. But in the end, if somebody goes online and says, you know what, the work they did was crap, then... It doesn't matter how much money you spend.
Right.
So I'd rather have that person happy than sad.
Right. So again, when I was looking at your shop, mm-hmm. I noticed that you have different color woods if you want to do that. I mean, you know, wood seemed to only come in one color, but you guys had blue and pink and green. And yeah, first of all, how long does it take to do something like that?
Typically for the woods and iron or for the woods and hybrids, that's usually about a 3 to 4 week lead time, and it's just basically pinpointing what the customer wants, and if there's a custom paint fill or a custom color that they're wanting done, we have to get paint matches and whatnot. But if it's something that's directly off the website, that's something that's stock and we have readily available, so it's just a few weeks. Now, as far as putters go, it depending on what kind of service they're wanting, again, that dictates the availability of how quickly we can get it done. We do offer an expedite service that usually gets things done within a week. Sometimes we've had it done in a couple of days, depending on the urgency for especially tour players. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there's customers out there that are needing it for a charity event and whatnot. So we try to accommodate as best we can.
What's the fastest turnaround you've ever done?
I'd say, for like TaylorMade, when they've come in the evening saying, I need this tomorrow, it's been done in one day.
Right, but there are some things that can't be done that fast.
That's correct.
Very much so, yes.
Definitely. And right. And we're honest and upfront about that. If that cannot be done, then we're not going to do something that's mediocre, that's not, it's our name, it's our quality. Mm-hmm. So if it cannot be done in that time frame, we're just going to let them know, look, we'd rather ship it to you, the hotel or wherever you're going to be at or whatever charity you're going to be at, and get it done the right way and have you be happy with it.
We're talking with Monica and August Slivnik of BOS Golf from San Marcos, California, just down the road from where we are right now. You know, I'm a member over at Shadow Ridge Country Club in Vista, and I'm telling you, there are a lot of women who are playing golf more and more and more. One of the reasons I wanted to have you on here is because I was surprised about how many women are playing golf these days. So do you get a lot of women who come in for club refinishing?
The majority are men, but we have seen more women start to inquire. In fact, today I've already received about 3 calls this morning. So it's definitely picking up. And I think, again, it's just probably the word of mouth getting out there.
Yeah, and I'm sure after this show you'll have thousands.
Hopefully.
One of the things that is really kind of started putting our business a little bit more in the forefront with women is the, as you mentioned, the custom colors, is we do a lot of breast cancer awareness colors. So we want to make sure that when that goes out, that's near and dear to our heart. Our father passed away. Not from breast cancer, but he did pass away from cancer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but our sister has breast cancer.
Right. So we tend to take that very seriously.
Well, I know, you know, you and I discussed the possibility, or Monica and I did, of taking my golf woods and putting the WWM Financial logo on them and our company's blue and white colors. And for those of you who don't know, WWM Financial is the parent of Savvy Women Wealth Management. So my question is, can you do any type of customization, or are there some limits as to what you can do in this area?
There are limits, but I did get authorization from August that is something he can do for you. And I told him, you know, can we put a wolf on there?
Well, you know,
maybe.
What I was really hoping to do, too, was take Catherine's clubs, because she's a new golfer.
Okay.
You know, for 9 holes, she's in the 80s right now. But I'm assuming by knowing Catherine, she will do whatever she has to do, and she'll be in the 50s by this time next year for 9 holes. I'd love to have like a pink finish with Savvy Up on it. Is that possible?
Of course it's possible.
Yes, it is.
Very much so.
All right. So we'll see about
we'll
that.
We'll surprise
one.
Her with it.
And if you want to do, yeah. You know, if you want to do a custom scripting, or if you want to do something off the wall, we can do that as well. We've done clubs that we've put jewels on them.
Oh, really?
Literally.
Now is there some rule or something that the golf authorities put on there?
Well, the number one thing that you have to watch out for is you really don't want to do anything to the face.
Okay.
So the paint on a club is just the paint on a club. You really don't have to worry about that. And we're not modifying any person's club to an extent where you're going to run afoul of the USGA.
Well, what about when you're doing irons?
Same goes for the irons as well. We really tend to leave the face alone. We will refinish the face. We don't rescore the
regrooving.
Thank you. but we do tend to do everything else to it. But like I said, we leave the face alone.
So when it comes, a refinished club, when it comes out, though, it still looks like it's new, right?
Oh, very much so.
Right. But the grooves in the face of them are still pretty much the same.
Right. If the grooves are really worn out, we can actually subcontract that out to another company to actually regroove those for them.
Okay. And now, have you always been located in San Marcos?
Yes, we have.
Okay. So, and you've been there for how long?
We've been there since 1980.
Okay, so that's quite, if my math is correct, that would be 24 years.
Yes.
I'm a college graduate. I knew that would come in handy somewhere. And how many people do you guys employ?
We currently have about 21 people, so it's a small business.
Yeah, but still, 21 people depend on you guys.
Absolutely, yes. And they're like family.
Right, and that's why we love capitalism, truthfully.
Yeah, very much so.
Also, do you guys have different duties in the business, or do they overlap a lot?
We tend not, we try not to overlap too much. She's great in the front office and great with taking care of all the paperwork, and I do the day-to-day operations. Or, you know, I also come up with all the different finishes and, you know, just
all the R&D and my requests. Can you do this? Can you do that?
Right. And you better make sure you listen to what August is saying, too, because he shook my hand before here, and I think I still have some bones left in there. At any rate, tell people again where they can find you and look you up and give you a call, perhaps.
Okay. Well, we are located at 1070 Linda Vista Drive in San Marcos, and our phone number is 760-744-8735, and our web address is bosgolf.com.
That's B as in boy, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam.
Golf.
bosgolf.com.
Correct.
All right. Well, I can't thank you guys enough for coming in here today. And
I'm sure
we'll be talking to you down the road.
I'd hope so.
All right. Take care.
You
Thank
too.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, we'll be back after a short break. When we return, I want to share with you a story about a tragic mistake that could have everlasting impact upon your family. Plus, I'm going to give you some truly offbeat economic indicators that could give you a clue as to whether the economy is getting better or worse. You really need to hear this. So please stay tuned and savvy up. A man named George Adair uttered the following quote, "Everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear." Wow, how powerful are those words?
We've all experienced the fear of the unknown. For some, it's easy to conquer, but for many, fear can be debilitating. We at Savvy Woman Wealth Management have witnessed many women who knew they needed to learn about financial matters, but were honestly afraid they would not be able to understand it, so they never started.
They just kept putting it off, and then one day, they were alone. No husband, no significant other. That's when the panic sunk in.
If that sounds like you, it's time to take control. Investing is not rocket science. Start your journey by looking us up at savvyup.com. Sign up for one of our next events. Our goal is to enlighten and empower women of all ages.
We believe in education, planning, and the discipline to stick with the plan. Let us show you how. Visit savvyup.com to learn more. That's savvyup.com. If you take the first step, we'll help you finish the race. Savvy up.
As Mr. Obvious might say, women and men are different. We are different all the way from the hormones we have flowing through our bodies to the way we process information. For years, the financial industry was very male-dominated and male-centric. It was run by men who educated other men in the style of the way men learn. But things have changed. Many women have now entered the financial arena, and many other women are looking to learn more about finances and investing. We at Savvy Women Wealth Management believe that the process of education should be tailored to the student. That's why we have developed two workshops, Savvy Women Invest on Purpose and Becoming a Seriously Savvy Woman. We believe these events are tailored more toward the way women learn. They are limited in size, so the atmosphere is a little more intimate, a little more inviting, and a lot more fun. If interested, check out our event schedule at savvyup.com or call us at 760-692-5700. That's savvyup.com or 760-692-5700. Savvy up!
All right, welcome back to the Savvy Women Show with Catherine Magana, Certified Financial Planner, and me, Steve Wolf. As we've said before, unfortunately, Catherine can't be with us today. Well, what I was saying before the break is that I want to share with you a story that I read in Financial Advisor IQ. And this actually came from another financial advisor, but I think it's worth reading his story. The headline on it is, "One Client's Tragic Mistake May Help Others." This is from the perspective of John Longstaff. Over the years, I'd been working with a client who was also a personal friend. We had an excellent personal relationship, except for one thing. I kept insisting he get his estate planning documents in order, and he kept refusing to do so. Of course, it wasn't outright refusal. At first, it just seemed like procrastination. I'd tell him he needed to meet with a lawyer, and he'd agree. But when I asked him about it at our next meeting, he'd say he had been too busy to do it. During this time, he and his wife began the process of adopting a daughter. My client also traveled quite a bit because of work. As they proceeded with the adoption, I started to get more insistent about the estate planning issue. I tried all my usual tactics. I reminded him we don't do estate planning for ourselves, but for our loved ones. I explained that without a proper plan in place, his estate would go into probate. Not only would the state decide who got what, but it would also cost his family time and money. Now, during these conversations, he would always smile and nod as if he understood, but he still did not take action. Eventually, I got his approval to make an appointment with a lawyer, and I figured he wouldn't make the phone call. I could at least set up the meeting on his behalf. But when it came time for the appointment, he was out of town on business, and I don't know if he intentionally set the meeting for a time when he knew he wouldn't be around or if he just had some last-minute business to attend to, but either way, he didn't ask or offer to reschedule the meeting. I really felt as though I had done all that I could do. If he hadn't been a friend, I probably would have fired him as a client for noncompliance. About a year after the adoption of his daughter, he went in for minor heart surgery. There were complications. Shortly afterwards, he passed away. He was not even 50 years old, and because he hadn't taken care of that paperwork, the estate went into probate. A few months later, his wife came into the office. She was carrying a stack of envelopes, When I looked closely, I saw they were the letters and forms I'd sent to him to get his estate planning in order. And they were all unopened. The wife and I had a good laugh cry right there in the office. It was really generous of her to bring those envelopes in, and sometimes clients aren't ready to face their mortality. I had felt terribly guilty when he passed, wondering whether I had failed him, but when she brought in those envelopes, I realized that I had truly done everything I could. Now, there's a silver lining to the sad story. Now, when I have clients who procrastinate or resist getting estate planning done, I tell them about my friend, and it's an effective way to get the point across. It's a story from real life, and it's easy for people to relate to. They can even put themselves in the situation or the wife's situation, and it helps make the issue feel both real and urgent. And I can now we're done with the story, but I can tell you that I have tried this with several clients, and it is hard on our side because we know that you need to have an estate plan done. And, you know, none of us are going to live forever. We don't know when that time is going to come. You could get hit by a truck tomorrow. You could have a heart attack. Who knows? But definitely, definitely, definitely see an attorney. If you come in to us at Savvy Women Wealth Management, we'll help you to define what your estate plan might be. But we're not attorneys. We'll kind of smooth the way for you to go see an attorney. And then please get it done. I mean, you'll be happy that you did. Okay. In the meantime, on a much, much lighter note, I was looking through the financial websites over the weekend, and I came across a story that I think is pretty funny, but it's talking about how we look at main thing events that happen every day and we can use them for economic indicators. And the one that really caught my eye is the headline on it is, "Can underwear give us economic clues?" Now, this was written by Eric McWinney of the Cheat Sheet. So let me just read a little bit here. It says, "Underwear can say a lot about a person, but can it tell us anything about the economy? Well, Alan Greenspan, former chairman of the Federal Reserve, ran his own economic consulting firm in the 1970s. One of the most peculiar economic indicators he utilized was the sale of men's underwear. Now, he didn't actually sell the men's underwear, but he was looking at others who did. The theory is that sales remain stable in regular economic times and decline when the economy worsens. While the usefulness of this indicator is somewhat debatable, two popular companies in the underwear industry might be providing credibility to the economic recovery. The recent round of earnings reveals that business is booming for America's leading manufacturer of branded underwear. Last month, Hanes Brands reported its third quarter of double-digit sales and profit growth. In the quarter ended September 27th of this year, net sales jumped 17% to $1.4 billion, while adjusted operating profits surged 23% to $217 million. Net sales increased for each business segment, and in fact, the company is so upbeat about its outlook that it raised its earning guidance for the full year. Now, there's another company out there which a lot of you are familiar with, even if you don't know the main parent company. It's in the lingerie industry, and it's L Brands, which owns and operates Victoria's Secret, Pink, Bath & Body Works, La Senza, and Henri Bendel. And they reported net sales of $700 million for October, up 3% from the same period a year earlier, and their net sales for 13 weeks ended November 1st, 2014, grew 7% year over year to $2.32 billion. Victoria's Secret was a strong segment for the most recent quarter, despite having a difficult year-over-year comparison. And I know that we get those Victoria's Secret catalogs at home, and I'm telling you, every time there's something that comes in, I know my wife is going to spend some money on something in that category. And it says the Victoria's Secret segment grew both sales and operating income on top of a record performance last year. And that's according to Sharon Turney, Victoria's Secret CEO. Total sales increased 5%, comp sales increased 3%, and operating income was increased by $17.6 million or 6%. That's a lot of underwear that's being sold. Now, we're not sitting here saying you should buy either one of those companies, either Hanes or L Brands. We're just saying this is more of a economic indicator, and we'll see how good it is, because usually they say the more underwear that's being sold, the better off the economy is going to be. So here are some other strange and bizarre economic recovery signpost. And this one was from the Huffington Post in 2012. And one of the different signposts is more divorces. Now, Kim Kardashian's not alone. There has been a surge in divorces since the start of the economic recovery, according to NPR. And divorce is expensive, so with the economy on the rebound, unhappy couples now have the means to divorce. All right, here comes another kind of a bizarre marker for the economy, whether it's recovering or not. More dinners out. We're now treating ourselves more to a nice meal out. Sales at sit-down restaurants have risen 8.7% over the past year, according to government data cited by the New York Times. Now, this is one I'm absolutely positive is a good indicator. The other, I'm not sure about any of these, but I'm pretty sure about this one, and it's more plastic surgery. Notice that some of your friends are looking a bit more nipped and tucked lately? Well, that's because plastic surgery procedures often see a boost during better economic times. Now, this particular article was posted in 2012. So the article says there were 13.8 million plastic surgeries in 2011. 13.8 million, up 5% from 2010, according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. That's an awful lot of plastic surgery. And since this was a couple of years ago, and since the economy is doing pretty well right now, I got to tell you that this I think, works really well. There's also a couple of other indicators. How about more zoo visits? More parents are treating their kids to zoo visits now that the economy is recovering. The Dallas Zoo had record attendance in March, and that was about 145,000 paying visitors, up 18% from the record set the year before. So these are some of the things. You can just look around you and see things. But I guess the thing, and well, here's another one. How about more dental visits? People that delayed dentist visits to save money are going to see the dentist again, possibly to find out why they have cavities. But dentist visits are rising thanks to the economic recovery, according to CNBC. Apparently, it is one of the ways that people cut back on their expenses when things are going poorly. And I think this may be the last one I'm going to give you, but this one really caught my eye as an economic indicator. How about unclaimed bodies? That's right, unclaimed bodies. Among the more morbid indicators of our economic health is the number of unclaimed bodies left in morgues. Death is expensive, especially due to death taxes. And the fact that funerals can cost in the tens of thousands of dollars, well, when bodies aren't claimed, cremations may be publicly funded in some cities, according to USA Today. In other cases, bodies may be donated to mortuary science schools or buried for bodies to a plot at a discount. Well, anyway, you guys can see that there's a lot of ordinary events that can show what's going on with the economy. So next week, we should have a really sweet interview. We'll be talking to Maura Fortin, who owns several Nothing But Cakes franchises. And that should be pretty interesting to learn more about it. I know I've been there and I like it. Our quote of the week. Every week, we leave you with an inspirational quote. And this week's quote's from Warren Buffett, who said, "Someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago." Well, we've come to the end of another interesting show, and Catherine, I miss you being here. I hope your dad's all right. Folks, thanks for listening, and as always, please know that our mission is to entertain, enlighten, educate, and energize, and always remember, knowledge is power. For successful investing, never stop learning, and savvy up!